She owes $3,626 of rent.
A steep price to live with mom and stepdad.
I always believe that it's nonsense when parents sue their children for rent.
But is there love behind this life lesson?
She's your child.
I'm trying to teach her responsibility.
Really? Is that what you're trying to teach your daughter? Did you pay for any of her college?
No.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Rosalind and Stephen Richards are suing Rosalind's daughter, 25-year-old Kenesha Baldwin, for rent, utilities, and damage to their apartment.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 478 on the calendar, the matter of Richards versus Baldwin.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mrs. Richards, is this your daughter?
Yes, it is.
And this is your stepdaughter?
Yes, ma'am.
How long have the two of you been married?
4 years.
Do you work?
I'm retired.
From what?
I was a courier driver.
How old are you?
65.
How much do you collect from Social Security?
$1,083.
And Ms. Richards, are you employed?
No, I'm not.
How do you support yourself?
Social Security.
And how much do you receive?
$391.
$391?
Correct.
Do you have any other source of income?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a musician.
So you work in addition to getting Social Security? Do you work a regular job?
As far as my music is concerned?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of regular job?
I play piano for two churches.
And what do you get paid for that?
One church, I get $350 a month. The other one, I get $231 every Sunday.
Okay.
And then when we have extra services, I get an additional $50.
Okay. Now, the three of you moved into an apartment together. And is the lease in all three names?
My name and my daughter's name.
Just in two names?
Two names.
You moved into this apartment when?
April 2015, I believe.
Are you still living in that apartment?
Yes, ma'am.
You and your wife still live there?
Yes, with our 15-year-old daughter.
Is that your biological daughter?
Her
biological? It's your biological daughter.
Ours.
Yours. Yeah. But you've only been married 4 years.
Yeah, we've been together 17 years.
Okay, so you've been together 17 and you have a 15-year-old daughter.
Right.
And you and Miss Baldwin are on the lease to this apartment.
That's correct.
And what this lawsuit is about, you're suing your daughter for rent.
Correct.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
So when you moved into this apartment, you were 23?
Yes.
What were you doing?
Going to school full time.
Did you graduate?
Yes.
And after you graduated from college, what were you doing?
I got a job working with autistic kids for a few years, and I decided to kind of move forward with something a little different because it was a lot more strenuous than I kind of originally planned for. So I decided to move forward with a different job and working at a travel agency.
When did you move out of your parents' house?
Truthfully, I moved out on February 1st because...
February 1st of 2017?
Of 2018, of this year.
For what period of time are you seeking rent from her?
Well, there were times where we covered her rent for her.
I'm not going back years, sir. You know, I always actually believe that it's nonsense when parents sue their children for rent. I want to know, from September of 2016, you were working then?
Yes.
Were you contributing to the rent?
Yes.
How much was the rent?
The whole rent that I left off when I left.
What was the whole? What's the whole rent?
$1,770.
Yeah.
Okay. And what did your parents ascribe your portion of the rent to be?
Approximately a third.
Why was her rent a third?
It's because when she got ready to graduate college, she wanted to move back with the family. So she came to us to try to get an apartment together with all three of us.
That's fine. I just want to know why you think her rent should be a third instead of a quarter.
She said that she would pay a third of the rent. She came.
I'm just asking you. She's your daughter.
Right.
You have another daughter.
Right.
You have four people living in the apartment. Why should she pay a third? She should pay a quarter.
Well, I think she should pay a third because she brings income. Just like
who cares? Who cares? She's your child.
If you had six children,
you would still think she should pay a third? I mean, I'm trying to teach her responsibility.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Is that what you're trying to teach your daughter?
Responsibility.
Sounds to me as if she's a pretty responsible girl. She graduated from college. She got jobs. She didn't like what she was doing. She got another job. I assume she lives on her own now. Is that right?
I'm living with friends until I'm able to afford to live on my own.
Okay. Do you pay them rent?
Not yet. They're allowing me to give me some time to...
You moved out in February?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have a car?
Yes.
Did you buy it?
Yes, but I have a car note.
You have a note?
Yes.
But you bought the car?
Yes.
And you have a car that has insurance?
Yes.
You pay for insurance?
Yes.
Your car note is how much?
$470.
She sounds pretty responsible to me. When was the last time you worked full-time?
10/31/2014.
And when did you start to collect Social Security? What year?
2 years ago, 2016.
You started to collect Social Security in 2016, which
yes,
means
ma'am.
That you collected Social Security disability.
No.
Because you told me you're 65.
Yeah, I started collecting when I was 63. You can collect at 62.
Can you start to collect Social
you
Security?
Can collect at 60, you can collect at 62.
Did you know that?
I thought you
just get a lot less.
Yeah, you get less. Yeah, you get less.
You just get a lot less. Mm-hmm. Is there any reason you decided to do that?
Well,
I
got ill right before Christmas the year before, which was 2015. And I was in hospital for a while. So after I got out, I went back to work, but I was still having trouble. So my wife said, why don't you just go ahead and give it up and retire? So that's what I did.
You have a lot of papers in front of you.
Yes.
And I assume that you gather from my reaction to your case suing your daughter that I have very little personal sympathy for that, for what appears to be a young lady who's trying to do
that
the right thing. And since you're still living in the apartment, paying for the apartment with your other child, doesn't seem to me as if you are in any less position now than you were before. You would have had to keep a roof over your daughter's head, your younger daughter,
right.
In any event. And you're collecting early Social Security. You're working two different jobs as a musician. So you're making another couple of $1,000 a month. Your wife collects Social Security disability. It sounds to me as if you're doing okay. So now you tell me, what money do you think your daughter owes you for rent that you think she should start paying you now?
She owes $3,626 of rent. I mean, along with the electricity, $785. $340.77 just for the water and the power, and $395.
Just one second.
But the damage.
Let me tell you something. You think that your 15-year-old daughter spends any more or less money on power than your 25-year-old daughter? You think that she uses any more gas, electric, cable? I want to know why you think that your 25-year-old daughter should be responsible for your 15-year-old daughter.
Well, she's not really responsible.
No, you're not. Not if you're charging her a third of all the bills.
Ma'am, Kenesha, she came to us for us to get together and get a place. And our agreement was that we would pay a third. Each of us would pay a third of the bills. Mm-hmm. Because she was getting ready to graduate college, so she wanted to get the family back together.
Nice. Did you pay for any of her college?
No, she...
Just a second. I'm just asking you a question. Your parents, did you pay for any of her college? Did you pay for any of her books, supplies, anything else?
She graduated
from college. Did you go to graduation?
Yes.
Did you feel nice that your child graduated from college?
Yeah.
Did you graduate from college?
Me? No.
Did you graduate from college?
Yes.
Did you feel nice that your daughter was graduating from college?
Yes.
Very good. And I'd like to know what you feel as if you did to help her graduate from college. You didn't pay for her school and you weren't paying for her rent. I just want to know where you think she's going to get this $3,000 from. Where do you think that she's going to get the $3,000 from?
Her prior jobs that she had, I mean, she was making $16 an hour. That's way more than what I have for income, because I just get a monthly income, and so does my husband.
Would you kindly tell me where you think somebody who earns $16 an hour and pays for a car and pays for insurance, pays for their clothes and pays for anything, is going to get money to pay for a third of your rent, your gas, your electric, and your utilities? Just tell me. Where do you think she's going to get the money from? That's why I'm trying to figure out who you are. What?
From the jobs that she worked.
From the job that she works now?
Yes.
But she doesn't live with you now.
But she reneged on the lease because the lease is over April 24th. 2018. She left February.
She started out fine.
I am unsympathetic with you. Your case is dismissed. We're done.
What is our excuse?
I don't feel like it was entirely fair to ask that much of me.
When you sue a family member, that sometimes that divides the family.
This is not ever how I intended things to go.
I still love her. She's my daughter. I just want her to take responsibility.
I don't feel like I was ever irresponsible about how I handled myself.
No more free rides.
I hope that we're able to rekindle and maybe talk some things out, discuss some things, but I mean, I don't know.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Clemenson versus Muhonen Wexeth. Step forward.
James Clemenson is suing his former tenants, Mary Rose Muhonen, and her son, Brian Wexeth, for damaging his rental property, the cost to clean it up, and unpaid utility bills.
This is your son?
Correct.
How old is he?
43.
So he always lived with you?
No, not always.
When did he come back to live with you?
A couple of years ago.
Is that when you rented Mr. Clemens's duplex?
Correct.
Okay. According to your complaint, when they moved out, they were in fact evicted by you. They were served an eviction notice. They were supposed to be out in June. They weren't out until August.
Correct.
Your complaint alleges that when you went into the premises, you found damages far exceeding their security deposit.
That is correct. And I have video of that as well.
I'm going to take a look at it. Prior to your son moving in with you, who did you live with?
By myself.
For how many years?
I don't know, probably 20, 25 years.
In the 20 or 25 years, Ms. Muhonen, that you were living by yourself, how many times did the police come to your residence?
None.
In the 2 years that you lived in the plaintiff's duplex, after you and your son moved in to the duplex, how many times did the police come to your residence?
Probably...
At least eight?
Eight, yes.
At least?
Yes, but for... various reasons.
I don't care whatever reasons. You lived alone for 25 years.
I understand.
And police never came to your residence once. Police have come to my residence a couple of times because I misdialed 911 once. How I did that. But other than that, they don't come. So you understand that he's the problem?
No, not necessarily.
Not necessarily. Statistically, he would be the problem. And Mr. Clemenson is in the business of renting his apartments. That's his business. If he has tenants who pay their rent and who are reasonable with the other tenants, he doesn't want to evict you. He doesn't want to go place ads on the internet, hire a realtor, pay a realtor's fee. He doesn't want to have to do that. So clearly there were problems with your tenancy that he doesn't have to go into and I'm not going into now. But you look like a nice lady. So I'm going to try to keep this as painless for you as possible.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Can I please see what the utility bill is?
When you have a chance, Your Honor, the utility bills in Minnesota, we did some research, is against the law to split between tenants in a unit. You must have separate meters.
Then move.
That's what we did.
No, you didn't move. You got evicted.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. James Clemenson says former tenants Mary Rose Muhonen and her son, Brian Wexeth, trashed his duplex.
Now, what was the rent on the apartment?
$975 per month.
You lived there until the third week in August. Did you pay August's rent?
No.
Did you pay July's rent?
Partial.
How much?
$600.
When did you pay the $600?
It had to be on the 1st, because that's when
she
I got paid.
Did pay $600 July 1st?
She paid $600, but not on July 1st.
On when?
It was August 1st, actually, I believe, as part of the settlement.
What settlement?
Not settlement. When we went to our first court appointment, that we made an agreement for them to get caught up on the rent and then move out at the end of August and make their payments in three installments. So at the court date, they agreed to make the payments for July and August in three installments.
How much is left due and owing on those payments?
Approximately $1,300 on rent alone.
You have any proof that you paid all the money for rent for June, July, and August, other than what you've already described, which is $600 in August? The answer is either
proof,
yes or no.
No, I mean, other
Fine.
Than I paid Jim with always either a money order or a cashier's check, which I do have that copy, yes.
Well, like
but
to.
With me, no.
Well, where did you think you were coming today, to the beach?
No.
Okay, now, let's get to the utility bills. Did you pay the utility bill for the last month you lived there?
Well, what utilities are you talking about? Gas, electric?
Mr. Clemenson?
The city bill, which is the city water and sewer bill, which they're responsible for half, and it's quarterly. And they had not paid it since the beginning of the year.
Well, they acknowledged that they didn't pay it. And they say the excuse they made for not paying it is because, let me get this right, all the people who live in the duplex are supposed to share responsibilities for shoveling snow.
Correct.
And lawn mowing stuff and taking care of the garden. And you and your son did all of that work.
Mostly, yes.
Okay, you owe the utility bill. Can I please see what the utility bill is?
Here's one. Here's two and three.
When you have a chance, Your Honor, the utility bills in Minnesota, we did some research, and we brought that up to Jim, is against the law to split between tenants in a unit. He must have separate meters.
Then move.
That's what we did.
No, you didn't move. You got evicted.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That's the bedroom, and there's powders and used paraphernalia on the bed. That's the upstairs bedroom.
That's clean.
That's clean, yep.
How many bedrooms are in this house?
Two.
Whose was the filthy one?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
James Clemenson says, former tenants Mary Rose Muhonin and her son, Brian Wexeth, trashed his duplex.
Can I please see what the utility bill is?
When you have a chance, Your Honor, the utility bills in Minnesota, we did some research, is against the law to split between tenants in a unit. He must have separate meters.
Then move.
That's what we did.
No, you didn't move. You got evicted.
It was a retaliation.
It was a retaliation eviction.
It really was.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Your mother lived alone for 25 years before you moved in and never had the police respond to her house. You were there for 2 years, and there were at least 10 responses to your house.
I don't know about...
At least, just a second.
I worked for the police, Your Honor, and I had actually told Jim the reason why the cops were coming there. The cops had actually explained to the neighbors also that there was nothing illegal going on there and there was no crimes being committed.
Five,
and that they were there
eight,
to speak
five,
to me about some
one,
stuff.
1585. Okay, now let's get to the security deposit. How much security deposit was there?
They gave $975, and I applied that towards their old rent.
Oh, okay. So then I have to deduct from this $1585 the $975 in rent.
Yes.
Fine. $1575 less $975, which you owed in rent, equals $600. So that means so far you're owed $600. So now we're starting at a place where they have no security deposit because it's been eaten up by rent that they owe.
Correct.
Perfect. I'm running out of place on this to write. Now I'll see a video of the premises when they moved out.
This is starting in the bedroom, so about a few minutes in. That's the bedroom, and there's powders and used paraphernalia on the bed, as well as burn marks, various things like that. That's the upstairs bedroom.
That's clean.
That's clean, yep.
How many bedrooms are in this house?
Two.
One of them was clean.
One of them was relatively clean, yes.
One of them was clean, and yes. One of them was filthy.
Yes.
Whose was the filthy one?
My son.
Right. Okay.
All right, here's the other room. And it was dark because all the lights had been broken out. But that's a table there where you'll see used needles in the doors.
That is not true.
Caps all around.
He put that stuff. That is absolute lie.
And more needles, more just...
You have a bill for cleaning up this premises?
I do.
I'd like to see.
Here's all the cleaning right here.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Do you have a bill for cleaning up this premises?
I do.
I'd like to see.
Here's all the cleaning right here.
And his cleaning bills are absolutely outrageous.
On top of that, we were cleaning in the midst of cleaning. He came with the police and told us we couldn't clean the place. He said we were not allowed.
He allowed us to go there, and yet when we were there cleaning, he
told us we couldn't clean it. He said we weren't allowed to. He said that he would do it and he would take care of it.
They were there the whole time, and up until they were evicted, they...
Judge him for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,975. We're done. Thank you very much.
Well, without damages, ma'am.
Listen to me carefully, Mr. Clemens.
Yeah.
Your cleaning bills didn't come close to the number that I just gave you. But that is such a disgusting circumstance for somebody to have to go in there and take care of that. Just given you almost $3,000 for damages in addition to everything else. I would say thank you and goodbye.
Thank you and goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
That was horrible, terrible. You know, we had, the cleaners had to wear hazmat suits and non-punctured equipment just to haul everything out.
Those are absolutely crazy. That house was left empty when he went in there.
It was just a disaster.
He was putting stuff in there trying to make it look bad. There was no drug use ever in any of that house. I have no idea what he was talking about.
I'm glad it's over, and I hope that
I'm glad I'm over and done with him, and
I wish him nothing but the best.
But again, slum landlords, they call them in Minnesota.